This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Biahui. The second Arihant-class submarine, INS Arighat, was commissioned into the Indian Navy yesterday at Vishakhapatnam in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In his address, the Defence Minister expressed confidence that Arighat will further strengthen India's nuclear triad, enhance nuclear deterrence, help in establishing strategic balance and peace in the region, and play a decisive role in the security of the country. INS Arighat's construction featured advanced technology, special materials, complex engineering, and highly skilled workmanship. The presence of both INS Arihant and INS Arighat will enhance India's capability to deter potential adversaries and safeguard its national interest. The Tripura government has declared entire state as natural calamity affected area, even as the Inter-Ministerial Central Team, IMCT, is conducting on-the-spot assessments in the most affected places. The Inter-Ministerial Central Team, which began on-the-spot assessment for the losses incurred in Gomti and South Tripura districts, will visit Kowai and Sipahi Jala districts today, which were also battered by rains and floods. So far, 32 persons have lost their lives. Meanwhile, the flood water has contaminated water resources and therefore poses a high risk of outbreak of waterborne diseases. Health Department continues to conduct health camps. Also, the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation has issued standard operating procedures, SOPs, to mitigate the risk of waterborne diseases and ensure safe disposal of waste. The Directorate of Enforcement, ED, has conducted search operations at 10 premises in Delhi, Amritsar, Jalandhar, Mumbai, Solapur and Indore in connection with the case of Jasmeet Hakimzada, an international drug trafficker operating from Gulf countries. He is also listed as a significant foreign narcotics trafficker under the Foreign Narcotics Kingpin Designation Act of the United States. The searches were conducted under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. The ED stated that Jasmeet is also included in the specially designated nationals and block persons list by the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, United States. The ED's investigation revealed that Jasmeet, residing in Dubai, was operating a narco-terror network in India. During the search operations, secret bank lockers in the name of Jasmeet Hakimzada and his wife in Delhi were discovered, containing approximately 1 kilogram of unaccounted gold and 370 grams of diamond ornaments. The Central Election Committee meeting of BJP was held at the party headquarters in New Delhi last evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda, party's Haryana election in charge and Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and other senior party leaders attended the meeting. The meeting was held to finalise the name of the candidates for the upcoming Haryana Assembly polls. Meanwhile, a meeting of BJP's Haryana Core Committee was held in New Delhi last afternoon. The meeting took place at Mr. Nadda's residence, was attended by Mr. Shah, Mr. Pradhan and senior party leaders, among others. Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, yesterday organized the first edition of Young Leaders Awards in New Delhi. Union Youth Affairs Secretary Nita Rajiv Lochan addressed the event and highlighted that the ministry is working to encourage the young people to engage in experiential learning with the industry and the importance of self-employment. Mrs. Rajiv Lochan also said robust changes have occurred in the last few years, including digital public infrastructure. She said single tax GST is a step towards transforming the economic landscape of the country. She also added that ethics in business is crucial and also the commitment to quality in goods and services. The secretary also congratulated the recipient of the Young Leaders Awards and asked them to onboard the mybharat.gov.in, a youth portal of the government, to provide a mechanism to mentor young people. In Paralympics Games Paris 2024, Indian badminton players Sukant Kadam and Tarun Dhillon yesterday won their opening match in SL4 category in the group stage on the opening day. Another shuttler, Suhas Laninakere Yathiraj, silver medalist in Tokyo 2020, had a mixed day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.